Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies garden club. So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day, obviously. And we're talking a lot about a number of different things today. We're finally in some cooler weather around here. Temperatures actually feel nice. Got the window open here in the office, and I'll tell you, I'm a little cold. But hey, that's all right. We'll take it. It's going to be humid later today. But this week is looking like we might get some rain. But we'll see. Because you never know. I've been watching, the weather for a number of weeks now, just hoping for some sort of rain. I mean, my lawn and garden here are just blah, right? It just doesn't look great. But there's some hope. Let's see. They say a number of days this week where is the possibility of actual rain. Not sure I believe it, but only time will tell. But that'll be good for us. We need to start getting into that. Cooler temperatures, obviously, but some rain. If we want to start doing some of that renovation that we always do with the lawn in the fall, or some new plantings for the fall, help us, be able to, not worry about everything. So, that's part of it. We want to be able to start that lawn fresh, right? A lot of everywhere I'm looking right now is having some issues with their lawns. They're just so brown, so beat up. All you see is crabgrass or weeds, if it is green, right? And they're just taking over. But usually in the fall, that's when we can start renovating. That's when we can start over. That's when we can start getting it ready for winter and into the next year. So we can discuss that today. Some of the other things I want to discuss is, let's think about when we get ready to think about putting the vegetable garden to bed for winter. And now I know it's early, but I was thinking about this because some of you might have certain aspects of the garden right now that just aren't thriving because of the drought that we've had, those types of things. And you might be thinking, I'm just going to rip out some of those plants that aren't doing good. Well, I highly suggest if you're going to rip the plant out, don't rip it out. Just cut it back to about an inch from the ground and leave it be. You've heard me talk about this before, but there's been research done on this about the microbes that are in the soil. Yeah, I know, talking about soil isn't the greatest thing. It's not that fun. It's not great about, you know, fixing this or beautiful hydrangeas, that type of thing. But I find it very important for us to think about it early, because the research on all of this has shown that if you leave the plants in the soil, you leave the root system in the soil, it will actually be better for you for next year's garden than ripping everything out by a huge margin. Now, Jeff Lowenfeld, who is out of Alaska, has wrote multiple books on the subject, right? A lot about microbes in the soil. And obviously, being in Alaska, shorter growing periods, right? You know, trying to get things grown quicker, and what can they do? And so he found that by cutting your plants down to the ground, about an inch, half inch, whichever, we're just leaving the roots intact, right? You're leaving those microbes in the soil. Because what you've done all season, you've fed it, you've watered it the best you can, right? But you've fed all your vegetables in your garden. Those microbes are living in there from all of that, and they've gotten bigger. Their root system has expanded. Now, that root system is trying to pull all the nutrients from the area and keep them going. So the idea is, if you can keep those microbes in there and they will stay over winter, then when you start next year, you're already ahead of it, right? You are already starting with microbes in the soil, and when you plant next spring, you've got a head start. So I know it sounds a little bit much, and, you know, we're getting into details here that it's awfully early on a Sunday morning. But it is so important, because I was talking to a neighbor yesterday and they were saying, oh, you know, my peppers aren't doing very well and they aren't doing this. And I was like, you know, just wanted to have that conversation about the microbes, but I was pretty sure that they were not very interested in the microbes at that moment. But the idea was, is like, you know, I was thinking maybe I can pass this on to some of you, right? Who are looking at it and saying, well, this plant didn't do very well. I'm just going to rip it out. Well, think about what it can do for the next month and a half, 2 months for the rest of your plants that are in there, right? So think about the ones that are in there. You're feeding everything. It's got an extensive root system. It might not be great up above, but it's got a root system. And that's going to hold moisture. That's going to hold microbes. That's going to hold everything into the soil for you. So to me, it's only going to benefit you by doing this. So it's something we should be thinking about throughout the year as well, right? You know, when, if you have a plant that just isn't doing well in your vegetable garden, I'm going to say strictly vegetable garden, you know, perennials, shrubs, it's a little harder. You need to remove it so you can replace something right there. Whereas a vegetable garden, the root system isn't as extensive, or it's not harder roots, right? Like if you were looking at a rhododendron, right? Bigger, thicker roots, or a yew, or one of those. You understand what I'm saying. But the idea here is, with vegetables, they're thinner, more fibrous roots, looking, you know, for the microbes. So you can use this practice throughout the season if you need to remove something, leaving the root system in there and just planting near it, right? or for next season. I really, really think this is important for the longevity of a vegetable garden. And, you know, it gets into that whole process of, do you till it every year? What do you do? Do you add something? And so those are things that we can discuss throughout the show. But, you know, really, obviously, the sky's the limit on the questions that you have. We're here to answer those questions. I can talk about anything for the show, but it's all based on what you would like to hear. So definitely something to be thinking about as time moves on through the season, as we're thinking about getting ready to shut down for winter. We're not there yet. We're definitely not. But I want to start thinking about it early enough so we can be prepared. That's one of the things that we want to be prepared for that next season and what to do. We can continue talking about lawns. You know, if we get some rain, we can get back into the fertilization process. And if we do get some rain, definitely be looking at using products to hold the moisture in the ground. So we can talk about that and more throughout the show. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll definitely be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. We are live. I know a couple weeks ago I wasn't. It was away for an event, but here this week, the next couple weeks, to answer as many of your questions as we can as we get ready to go into the fall, right? We're finally getting some of those temperatures at night where you can leave the windows open and not have to leave the air conditioning on, you know, 24/7. To try and cool your house down or just cool yourself down. Because I'll tell you, it was a rough period there for a bit. I don't remember a time where we had that extended amount of heat. And it just felt like it was not going away. But we are back into those cooler temperatures, which means our plants are starting to respond a little bit easier. Our plants are not, basically starting to go dormant for summer months because of those cooler temperatures, so that they can actually focus on more root system, more everything, right? We're not worrying about that as much because it is actually a lot nicer outside during the day. I'll tell you, got to do some work outside yesterday at my house, and man, it was so different compared to what it's been like. You could actually get out there and, enjoy it a little bit instead of feeling like you're going to pass out by the end of doing, 10 minutes of yard work. So I hope you got to do some of that and get out there. If you haven't today, this morning's a good time to do it. I mean, it's actually a little chilly right now. I'm not going to lie. I got the window open in the office and I'm thinking, maybe I should find a sweatshirt, but I'm not going to because we all complained about the heat Just going to power through it and move on to the next thing, right, as the day warms up. But, so we've talked a little bit about what I think you should be thinking about with your vegetable garden, right? We've talked a little bit about the lawns, etc. Well, as I said, this is the time frame to start thinking about the renovation for your lawn. You know, if we are going to totally start over on a lawn, and you want to use a product to kill what's there, right? Because like I said earlier, anything that's kind of green, in my lawn at least, is crabgrass or weeds or anything like that. There's no actual lawn that is surviving right now. So, I'm going to want to start over. So, I know that using a chemical to kill everything that's there, usually, when you want to put seed down, it usually will say right on the package, wait 2 weeks prior to seeding. 2 weeks from now is the 28th. So I usually kind of look at it and say, all right, I know I'm not going to be able to start the 28th because we still could have some decent heat. I might want to start the week after. So maybe I'll wait another week before I put any weed killer down to get rid of anything. Because a lot of those total killers, like I said right on the package, wait 14 days before seeding. And then I know that it's going to take a little bit of time to prep once everything's killed on the lawn that you want dead. Adding new loam, those types of things. So it gives you a little bit of time. But the fact of the matter is now's the time when we start thinking about those projects because you're going to need to do some things soon. Because you might have green parts, but they're all weeds. At least that's what it is in my house. Maybe you get to a hand water. I know in Chelmsford, hand watering is okay. Maybe you have just a few patches and that's what you're going to do. But the idea behind it is, if you're going to use a weed killer of any sort and then put grass seed down again, 2 weeks is usually the wait time. Anyways, we can continue that discussion as time goes on. But give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Renowned author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized as his attacker is formally charged in a courtroom in western New York. 24-year-old Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault for his alleged attack on the 75-year-old Rushdie. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator and will likely lose an eye. He has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades since his novel, The Satanic Verses, was released. Former President Donald Trump said the trove of documents taken from his Florida estate had been declassified. According to an inventory taken, FBI agents took about 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago, including a variety of classified materials. The warrant used to execute the search was unsealed Friday. Trump wrote that all of the materials taken were declassified and that federal agents didn't have to seize anything, accusing authorities of playing politics. This is USA Radio News. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents, fearing retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. The State Department is telling citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns, including Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. The towns are in the Mexican state of Baja California, where gang violence erupted late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves. Exercise bike maker Peloton told employees that 780 jobs will be cut, prices are going up, and a significant number of its stores will be closing in a bid to become profitable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's I'm not going to lie, I love this the temperatures that we have right now. Computer here says 55 degrees. I mean, that is perfect for me. I could take this every day, but I don't get to choose that, you know, but I digress. Anyways, this is perfect time to be thinking about future lawn renovations, and I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. At least for my house, we're talking, you know, next couple weeks getting some of our stumps removed finally, and then bringing in some soil and getting ready for a total clearing, at least of our front yard. But that's all going to depend on the weather. And this, these temperatures, they feel good for what we're looking to do. And hopefully, you know, if you're looking to do some renovations for your lawn, that you'll be able to do that now, right? This is starting to feel like we're going into fall. So let's see what we can do. Those are things we can discuss as the show goes on. But we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Dotson Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call so quickly, so early. I have a question. I thought it was just because of the extreme drought we're having.
Yep.
I have a Scotch pine tree that's been there for, like, years. And one, it's like the leader branch almost, about a foot and a half that it is all dried out. The needles are brown. And it's too tall for me to go up and see and, like, scrape it and see if it's an insect. I was wondering if you think this is because of the drought, or should I hate to lose the tree. It's only on that one top branch, like, one leader branch, the few other, the smaller branches extending from it.
So is it the tip on there, is it kind of, curling over, kind of like a shepherd's hook?
No, it's just straight up, but all brown.
Okay. All right, so it is straight up and down. That's a good thing, because at least from for now, right? So sometimes what'll happen is there'll be like a root weevil in there. What will if the tip of a pine type tree is straight up, but then at the top it kind of curls down like a shepherd's hook. It looks like it's dried out completely. That's a weevil that has gotten into there and needs to be removed. That being said, I think a lot of this has to do with the drought, just based on driving down the road and seeing some of just random trees that have been there for years starting to dry out and lose leaves. I think the plant is having that issue.
Okay.
You know, it...
Can I fertilize or anything like that, or is it too late in the season? Or
so I wouldn't fertilize just yet. I would look at waiting a couple weeks until about September to fertilize with like a holly tone at half the rate that you would do in the spring. The one thing I would look for you to do is if you can just take a hose, throw it at the base of the tree on a trickle, let it sit there for an hour or so, you know, best you can. Because what it'll do is that'll start to get some of that water deeper into the system of the plant. You know, I'm looking at the weather. It does look like we could have some rain this week. But again, I kind of feel like every rainstorm that's supposed to come through this way lately, well, we had a few this past week. But prior to that, it would, like, break up and move around this whole area.
Yeah. Okay, well, the other thing was connected to the drought, too. Black-eyed Susies, I planted them, and I was, I had a baby, so right before the dry spell, well, it was dry all summer, but, like, June, they're all, like, dead, or they look dead. Well, they come back, I gave up watering them. It was too much. I had a milkweed that I bought, and actually from Mahoney's, and that just dried up, too, even though I kept trying to put... Yeah, water. I actually use the plastic jugs to water it, like, slowly.
Yep.
But I said, will it come back? Any chance of that coming back? You know, should I cut it back now, the black-eyed Susies? Or
if there's nothing to it right now, the plant is kind of dried out. If you cut it back to the ground there, what's going to do is allow it to kind of refocus. As it is a perennial, it's going to want to, you know, kind of just rejuvenate itself. So I'd be all right with you cutting it back at this point to try and get it ready, because right now we have enough time. Even if it were to, say you cut it back and it started to pop back, which would mean it's a good thing, it would be fine even if it doesn't produce anything and then you cut it back at the end of the season, because what that means is the root system is viable and that the plant is worth, you know, it's going to come through for next year, right? So... doing like it's almost like a little test at this point to make sure it's okay for next year.
Yeah.
You know, cut it back to the ground.
Too. They were beautiful when I planted them. Anyway, listen, thank you so much. I want to take up more of your time. Thank
you.
Have a great week. Bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Susan is in Newton.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you. My question sounds a little bit related to the question before, except I've had astilbe plants for quite a number of years, and they've always done beautifully. This year, they're all dying back, and they're in areas that I have continued to, with other plants that I've continued to water, hydrangeas and hostas, and the other plants with the watering that I've done are doing okay. They're not fabulous, but they're doing okay. But I wondered, could there be some kind of a disease or something with these particular kind of plants? And that would be my same question. Some of them I've cut back because all the leaves, everything has turned brown and died. And that's the other question is, what's the likelihood that they'll come back next year?
Now, was there anything on the leaves that you, I know it was hard because they turned brown, but when you looked at the leaves, did it look like they were skeletonized or anything along those lines? were there holes in the leaves? Or was it just brown and it kind of just wilted that way?
Maybe I didn't look at them closely.
That's okay. So
no.
That's definitely, don't worry.
It would seem like they would sort of shrivel up, you know, start to turn brown at the edges, like, and then it would just take over the whole leaf and take over the whole plant. And they're not just in one spot either. They're in different parts, way separated from each other.
Yep. And they're all happening on both of them?
All of them, yeah. Okay. I probably have 10 that have, some are completely gone and two are almost. There's the two that have some leaves left. So I didn't know if there was any kind of a mite or something that might be going after this particular.
A lot of the astilbes don't have a lot of pests that will go after them, like insect-wise. It's more like fungal diseases or issues with water or maybe even too much sun because the astilbe actually will take a fair amount of shade.
Right.
But you've had them for years, right? And this hasn't happened.
Right.
The sun's in the same spot.
Yeah.
So, so that's, you know, when it comes to anything, I kind of go down a list and say, all right, is it this? Could it be this? Could it be this? So my thought process, what I'd like you to look at is on the root system, I'd like you to take a shovel where those astilbe were previously, mm-hmm. Even like a trowel, just so you're not really cutting into it. Go out about 8-10 inches from where the center was. Get your shovel in there and kind of look at the roots that are in the soil for the ones that you've cut back, right?
Yep.
Reason being is if it's a fungal disease, it could have gotten, you know, you'll be able to tell kind of by the color of the root system sometimes. Now, if the root system is white or like a brown, like a, you know, soil color to it, then we're doing all right. But if you're seeing almost like an orangey color to it, then there was some issues going on with it that caused this to happen prior, right? You know, the major thing that usually happens to astilbe is like the powdery mildews. But you would have seen that before the leaves started to shrivel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say no matter how much we water, sometimes the more established plants are pulling from the area. Like if you have some trees that are in the area, even if they're 15, 20 feet away, some of them will be pulling water because they can't just get it. I mean, I have trees in my yard that are about 50 feet tall that I'm seeing wilting. And so those more established trees are kind of like, what am I going to do? I have to pull water the best I can. So they might be pulling it as much as you're watering. You know, the hydrangeas, those other things are a little bit more, you know, are a little bit more established, a little bit bigger maybe. And that's where it's coming from. But like I said, the way to look and see if it's maybe fungal, if there's an issue for the long term, would be to look at the root system. And just kind of, you know, go into, like I said, about 8-10 inches out, dig in a little bit, and kind of just see if you can see some of those roots. Maybe take go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, so if it looks like the roots are orange, should I just dig up the whole plant and toss it?
Well, that's the thing. It definitely would. If it's looking like that and it's, you know, it is like almost like a neon orange, right? It's not like, there's like an orange that almost looks like the soil color, if you will. But if it's like a neon color, there's something that's gone on with it prior, right?
Okay.
And at that point, that's when you got to remove the plants. I'm really thinking that's not going to be the case here.
Yeah,
I think it has a lot to do with just the extreme drought and other more, I almost keep saying more bigger, but I don't mean to say it. Larger plants are taking the moisture from it no matter what we do.
So if the roots look okay and I leave it, what are the chances that it'll come back?
Well, if the roots look okay, then it'll definitely come back. What I would look to do for this fall is, use like a garden tone, something along those lines too. And we're not looking to promote growth. We're looking just to give something back to the roots so they have some sort of food to make it through the winter, right? So do something along those lines, but wait a few weeks till it just, you know, this week looks like we should get some rain.
Don't count on it.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But like, there's a piece inside of me that's saying, please rain, please rain. But if we get some of this rain, you'll start to notice some of the plants might perk up a little bit. And then from there, once it cools down a little bit, then we can start to fertilize again for winter.
And did you say to use something called Garden Tone?
Yeah, that's a product from Espoma. Garden Tone is just an all-purpose, low formula to it.
Okay.
All righty.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well.
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Lorraine is in New Hampshire.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick, sorry, Patrick, I listened to your father for so long. I have a problem about potatoes.
Okay.
They're the small, early potatoes, and I was out 2 days ago watering, and some of the straw came off the top, and they're popping up the potatoes, and they look quite almost ready for the size that they are, but they look also very wet. Now, I'm not sure about the watering because I know they say to stop watering 2 weeks before you harvest, but I really would like to leave them in the ground if possible. They look like they're almost ready. I think it was a 56-day growth period. There's two different kinds I planted, but I'm not sure if I should still water or what.
Well, so how much of the leaves themselves have started to really turn yellow and die back?
Yeah, that's right. Some are and some are not. Are still very green.
Yep, so they say about when half the leaves have started to turn yellow, that's about the time that your potatoes are ready to start to harvest, right? Or start to get ready to stop watering, right? So we're like in that 2 week interval. So if you start to see, you know, 50% of the leaves start to turn yellow, that's when you stop watering, right?
Okay, so I did put some in a few buckets, the cloth potato buckets, and
yep.
Those, one of the type I put in, they have turned very yellow and kind of died back. So those would be ready to,
those are the ones, you know, cut back on the watering completely for about 2 weeks. And then in about 2 weeks, they'll be completely ready for you. You know, that's the thing, right? The other thing is, some people will look at it and say when they start to turn yellow, that's when they'll just cut the plant back to the ground, right? Because what it'll do is sometimes that'll just get some of the, it'll allow it to focus on the tubers, the actual potatoes themselves, so that it can just get bigger or stronger and, you know, have more flavor to it. Some will just leave them because either way, they're going to be ready to be harvested in about 2 weeks. Because at that point, even the leaves will die back all the way, and that's okay because it's focusing back on the tubers, and that's what we want it to do. It seems like you're right in that time frame.
Yeah. The ones that are still, well, they're very tall, the green part. And some, in other words, I can cut back the ones that are like yellowy and just leave the ones still green until they turn yellow, or leave the green ones until they just die all the way down. Either way is okay.
Either way is okay. Honestly, it's fine. Just take a, you got to make the decision on which way you want to go, but either way works fine for the plants.
Right. Yeah. So, I forgot about letting the leaves turn. I forgot about that. That's another way. Because I had planted a few last year in the ground, and
yep.
I did let them die back, but they were planted late. That's the other question, because I had ordered them from the potato lady in Maine. I kind of got them late, and I couldn't get them in early enough, but would it have been better if I could have got the potatoes in, say, in April instead of June? Because do potatoes like the cool weather better?
They'll do all right. I would have waited maybe till, you know, May if you got them early, but I think they would have been fine, honestly. I think one thing to focus on, too, is if some of those potatoes are coming out of the ground, cover those up a little bit with soil for the next couple weeks. Now, I hate to cut you off. I'm going to hit a break here. We'll be back in a few.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.